Good, you're already here. Thank you for coming, and, for not hurting our guys too much. I'm very sorry for, you know, the bag over the head in the alley by that bar you soldiers go to. I promise this isn't a dungeon. Yeah, it looks a bit dungeony. I think it was a pantry, but, you're looking at my guard. Oh, no, it's all right. Jin, could you wait outside, please? No, I'm fine. Jin, please. I know what I'm doing. I remember this one. Don't give me that. We need him to trust us. Okay? Okay. Yes, I know, but we have to do this, okay? For the crown. Trust me, all right? I'll be fine. Thank you. I'll see you in a bit. I'm sorry about that. Jin is very protective of me. She means well, but after everything... Oh, yes, that was Guinevere, former Royal Force Captain and presently head of the Rebel Militia. And yes, that does make me Princess Leia. No, please, there's no need for that. It doesn't mean anything, not in exile anyway. Look, you're one of the Royal Guards, right? Your magically bound oath is to the crown. Which is why, unless we've got the wrong guy... You guard the queen, don't you? She's not my mother. She's... The thing that has the crown is a parasite. It consumed my mother, and my father... Forget it. I said forget it. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's why she acts so callously. But of course, she has the crown, so you guards and your blasted oaths. Do you know why she was able to take control so easily? Why her best warriors, mages, and sorcerers couldn't even scratch her? We didn't until recently. The spirit inside draws its enormous power from the aether, and it's constructed a ward around her. It's genius, really. Instead of stopping weapons in their tracks, which would require a huge amount of energy to do, even though, of course, she does actually have that much magical energy, what this ward does is it converts the kinetic or magical energy of any incoming threat, absorbing it into her well of strength. If you swing your sword at her, the blade would stop an inch from the surface of her skin, and all the energy you put into that strike would immediately be drained away. A fireball spell. The moment it touches the ward, that's why she seemed unstoppable when she took control. A weak spot? Yeah, we found one. I mean, a regular nullification spell would disrupt the entire construct of the ward. The only problem is that the ward would drain the magical energy from the spell before it could work. We need to get the spell through the ward first, and... So, how well do you know the queen? Our intel suggests she's spotted you a few times, correct? Well, yeah, there's no bed in the throne room, per se, but you know what I mean. Yeah, I don't know. I suppose it's caused by all that magical energy she's constantly channeling. Must cause something of an itch if she's just grabbing by at any passing guard. I'm sorry for bringing it up, but this is important. This is the vital thing, you see. This is her weak spot. The ward extends about an inch from her skin, right? She's completely shielded. So if you can get something past the ward... You could set off the disruption spell. From that point, it's a really simple case of exercising the spirit, or if my mother is, if there's nothing left, we can then reclaim the crown, and with it, control of the kingdom. Don't look at me like that. I'm deadly serious. This is the only way we're going to be able to get that lich off the throne. All you need to do is go back to work and wait for her to get itchy. Easiest coup ever. Sir Knight, despite your oath, I know you must despise her rule. I know the other soldiers do too. They were always so kind-spirited when my parents held the throne. I know you can't raise a finger to harm her, but as your princess, would you please help us? Would you help us reclaim our kingdom from that hellspawn? You will? Oh, thank you. I know this isn't pleasant, but we have sorely needed some hope this past year. What do you need to do? Well, firstly, drink this. Yeah, I know it's blue. Yes, all right, if you twist it around, it does sort of glop. Just think of it like honey. Blue, sparkly honey. All right, maybe drink isn't the best word to use. No, I don't have a spoon. Well, it kind of sticks to itself, so if you tip it upside down, it should all come out. No, I don't know what it tastes like. No, I haven't tried it. Just trust me on this, all right? Please. I made it myself, and I know what I'm doing. It didn't taste like anything? All right. No, you probably won't feel much different. What does it do? Well, to put it tastefully, it's a fluid charm. That is to say, basically the next few times you climax, the resulting fluid will carry a collection of hexes, notably the ward disruption spell, as well as some disorientation charms. She won't be able to think straight for a while, let alone cast any spells. So, if you don't mind, you know, keeping to yourself until the queen is deposed, that'd be great. You should be good for 5 rounds, and you can come back to us if you need a top up. I'm not flustered. This isn't exactly easy to talk about, all right? I'm trying to make this as clinical as possible, because, like it or not, this is a life or death situation for a lot of people. Myself included, thanks. We're both adults. We can discuss things like this in a sensible manner, right? Right. Thank you. I'm sorry. So, yeah. Can you go? Well, not just yet, if you don't mind. Could you stand up from the table? Yeah, okay, now come here. Huh, we're about the same height. Now punch me. Oh, no, stay right there. I know what I'm doing. Punch me. You can't hurt me, I promise. Hard as you can. Just try. See? Your hand stopped just before my shoulder. Would have been a bit of a wimpy hit anyway, but still. Any slower and the ward wouldn't have stopped it. Yes, I have the exact same ward active as the queen. I was training to be a mage, if you remember. Spellcraft is my field. Even so, I'm only human. This ward will only last another hour or so. I only cast it when I heard we had retrieved you. Look, here's the thing. Pulling this off successfully is critical. If the queen finds out about this plan, she could figure a way around this oversight, and we lose our only opportunity. We only get one shot at this, so we need to be sure it works. And so for that, we need a test run. You know what I'm saying, right? And the thing is, the fluid hexes need a blood baseline. they're attuned to the queen's royal blood, meaning that, well, look, Jin wanted to take my place in this, you know, the duty to protect me and all that. Not because she actually likes you, of course. You could probably tell that from the way she was looking at you. So, you're welcome for not having to go through that. Anyway, it has to be royal blood, or the hexes won't behave properly. Blood magic, it was the only thing I could find that was strong enough to counter this type of spirit. I based it on my own, so it won't work on someone too distantly related. So, hey, good thing I'm here, right? Last living relative to the thing on the throne. Look, this isn't an ideal situation for either of us. I get it. You're a guard sworn to protect the royal family, and to you this feels tantamount to treason, and... okay, you don't look that bad, but you're really not my type. This is awkward all around, to understate it. Just think for a minute, yeah? I'm not gonna make you do anything you don't want. If you want out, we can keep you here as a sort of prisoner. Comfortable, of course. She'll think you were killed by the rebels, and we can try again with another guard. But going by the trends, we predict the queen's, shall we say, behavioral cycle is due to align with your shifts at the palace in 3 days' time. Think about that. In 3 days, the tyrant could be gone, and the kingdom could be free again. Just 3 days. All you need to do is just put yourself inside me for a few minutes, and in 3 days' time, let the queen take you into the throne room. That's it. If you do that, we can reclaim the crown and the throne, take back parliament, and you soldiers will be free once more, and the tyrant's rule of cruelty will be washed away. And as heir to the throne, I will ensure you will be rewarded. You will live in luxury for the rest of your days. I can promise you that. Will you not speak? Is this too much to ask? Yes, I am the princess, but is it so hard to think of me as a woman? Very well, then. And if I were to command it, as your princess, is that a nod? How about we try this? How about I turn away from you? I'll pull my skirt up a little. And now I'll lean forward and put my hands on the table. And look, I haven't got anything on underneath. I came here prepared. I won't command you. If this is too much, the door is behind you. You have my word that you'll be taken care of. But if you have the will to see this through, if you can help us take back the kingdom, come here. Are you... is that your hand on my thigh? No, you don't have to take it away. Yes, I'm sure. If there were any other way, we'd be doing that. But we need to be certain this works. Huh? Oh, no chance of that. There's a spell to protect against conception. Just make sure to finish as far in as you can. Okay. Yes, I'm ready. What? Don't like me watching you over my shoulder? I can see you're thinking about it. You're trying so hard to maintain eye contact. Enjoying the view? Maybe just a little? It's okay. You can look. You can put your hands on me. I don't imagine any man ever will again, so this is a special privilege, just for you. Might as well make the most of it, right? Oh, you're disrobing. Good choice. And you certainly look ready. Hey, stop apologizing. Just for now, put aside your guard training. Forget that I'm a princess. Just look at me in front of you and do what comes naturally, okay? It's fine, I promise. There we go. Oh my god. No, it's fine. Just wait there for a moment. Oh. So, probably not how you saw today going, huh? It's fine. Stop worrying about it. I asked you. Sure, I never would have asked if it wasn't necessary, but it doesn't mean I have a problem with it. This whole scheme is my idea. Relax, all right? The only thing you need to worry about is staying inside me until you finish. Okay, you can move now if you like. Just slowly, please.
Oh my god. Oh, you feel... Wow. Yeah, that pace is good. Oh, it's so deep. Oh, I can't believe you're inside me. Oh. Yeah, you can go a little bit faster. Yeah. Yes. Oh, like that. If I lean back, will you grab my chest and pull me against you? Oh, that feels nice with you touching my breasts. Oh, as you pound into me. Oh, it's so... Oh, wow. I feel so full with you inside me. Oh, please, you can touch me as much as you want. Yes. Oh, it feels nice. I didn't know what to expect, but it actually... I feel really good. Oh my gosh. Oh. Oh. I'm actually getting close. Oh, it feels... Oh, it's so different. And new. Are you nearly there? You are? Oh, okay, alright. Just a little bit more. I'll lie flat on my chest on the table. Okay. Take my hips. Grind into me. Push me over the edge. Oh my god. Oh, you're twitching inside me. I'm going to... Unexpected. I mean, good. That was good. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. Thanks for being, well, sensitive. Oh, I can feel it taking effect. Yeah, pretty sure it's working. Hey, good work. You did it. That was a successful test. I can't feel the drain of the ward. It's gone. I can't really feel my magic at all. I've gone all numb. Yeah, you can pull out now. Oh, whoa. Huh? No, I can't get up. I can't really move right now. Grab me if I start to slide off the table, okay? One of the hexes was a muscle paralytic. Legs won't move and my tongue is all heavy. It's weird. Oh, here comes the delirium hex. Whoa. Oh, the room's going all fuzzy. No, it's okay. This is supposed to happen. I'm not gonna fight it. My hexes are too strong because I'm the best. I'm the best at hexes. You what? You want to go now? Yeah, I think you can. This is done and you can go now. Can you go get Jin in here? Oh, but, pull my skirt back down to where it should be. Yeah, about there. Jenny. Jenny. Come take me back to bed, please. I can't get off this table. Don't be mean to our guy. It just means the hexes are working. Told you they would. No, he's okay. Be nice. He was good. I had fun. Pick me up. Aw, Jenny, you're the best. Why do I always end up back in your arms? And you, guard guy, you better fuck my mom. I swear.